have, but I don't want to put your name on anything without your say-so.
Let's wait till tomorrow. Let's talk about it when we can, because...
It's quite urgent, Mr. President, because it's going to come up for discussion tomorrow, and Bill needs to know. But I can tell him to hold your name out of it. And,
I would.
As
I don't want to do it on the basis of telephone call and not knowing any more about it, and I do.
Yeah.
And I have a good deal of hesitancy in dealing with those people anyway.
Which people?
The maritime people.
Oh, this is a very difficult crowd, as I found out at first hand, and Gleason is about as reliable as it's a slippery business.
My temptation would be not to, President, not to ask him to do anything. Just let the word to ask him to do
anything. I've already asked him to do it in the name of the U.S. government, and they know of White House interest, and they know that they will, I think it's somewhat academic, because I think in any event they will cover, but the question whether Bill Wirtz can say to them they're doing it by the president's say-so is another matter.
I don't think I'd do that now.
All right, sir. Second question, I'm having dinner with 40 university presidents. Can I just say that you love them?
You sure can. Tell them that I wish I was there with them. I've got to go to David Brinkley's.
I know you have.
And tell them we're relying on them to save the next generation. We'll do the best we can with this one ourselves.
And
God knows,
like...
ask them what's going to happen when school's out and these kids get on the streets. What's going to happen to our civil rights problem?
Right.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.